I think it was about 2 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the morning, and Kevin looked at Jess and me. Chris was still on the pitch below, and Kevin said, "You guys, this is it. I mean, if we are going to turn around and get back to our tents or off the snowfield before the sun hits the snow, then we need to turn around now."
That's Jen Walsh. That moment in the climb where Kevin Forrester asked his companions if they wanted to turn around happened because of unexpected conditions. The group had hiked from sea level and made their base camp in the Cathedral Cirque, a glacier bench at about 3,700 feet. Right away, they noticed something different. Here's Jessica Forrester.
It was really surprising how little snow and ice there was.
Forrester had been to the Cirque 2 times before.
There's about like 20 to 30 feet less snow. So you have this mountain up there that is being exposed for the first time because it's been covered in snow and ice for so long, which brought about a lot of objective hazards now.
Less snowpack meant more technical snow and rock climbing than they expected. They also were a group of four, which slows climbing down. Kevin Forrester had summited Emmerich before, and his trip up from the base camp and back down took 9 hours total. They could tell that that was not going to happen this time. The group was less than halfway up when they had to make a decision.
We were like, you know, we're way behind schedule. There's no way that we can make this. We can get up there and come back down in time and not be in the heat of the day. And so we know it's going to be calm and 80, so it could be safe to be on the summit. So the other option is we just keep climbing through the night and we spend the day on the summit and then come down that evening. And we decided to do that.
Forrester and Walsh say they climbed during the night because colder weather makes for safer conditions. Trying to climb at that elevation when it's sunny and 80 degrees would be dangerous because the heat makes the surfaces less stable. It took 14 hours to climb up from their base camp to the summit along the south ridge of the peak. Walsh remembers how it felt when they made it to the top.
To be with all of your friends right there and know that you just did something that took everything is amazing.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've done some big things together before, but maybe I just haven't felt that kind of emotion. And it just sort of, it opened up gates, and I think we all just sort of felt it. That was my moment.
Their view was a sea of mountains, which they had hours to take in since they couldn't descend during the hot daytime hours.
It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life, because usually you get to the top of a mountain and or the top of a climb and you just turn around and go back down. You don't spend much time on summits. But in this particular instance, we peaked out at around 7 o'clock in the morning and we proceeded to spend 10 hours on the summit.
They made little tents out of trekking poles and extra layers to shield themselves from the sun. 10 hours later, the group started the climb down. It took 11 hours to get back to the camp. Forrester and Walsh say the most physically exhausting part of the trip wasn't the summit. It was hiking out of the Cirque. The group had arranged for a plane to drop food into their base camp. But leaving, they had to carry all the leftover supplies out on their backs. The lack of snow also made that part of the trek more difficult. Walsh says the hike out took 13 hours.
This was so incredibly difficult. I kind of like activities that involve some suffering, but this was incredible. It was a lot of work, but it was really a lot of staying mentally focused. And I mean, I think coming back down, I thought to myself, I might not be strong enough for this.
Walsh and Forrester are probably the first women to summit the cathedrals. But since some ascents are not officially recorded, it's hard to know for sure. Jack Tackle was one of the climbers to make the first ascent of Emmerich in 1976. He and Haynes climbing enthusiast John Svensson both say that they don't know of any other women who have summited Emmerich. The American Alpine Club also did not know of any other female climbers who have reported summiting the cathedrals. Forrester and Walsh give a lot of credit to Chris and Kevin. but they say they wouldn't have done it without each other. Here's Forrester.
There's so much more when there's another woman with you. Mm-hmm. And you can't really, I can't really explain it, but it's, it definitely, it just makes you stronger. I don't know why, but instead of you could sometimes rely on guys to do things with you, but then all of a sudden when another woman is there, all of a sudden I feel like, oh, I can do anything, which doesn't make any sense, but it's pretty cool.
Forrester says the scene from the adventure that stays with her the most is when they were hiking back along the glacier after the summit climb. It was 1 a.m. and the moon was bright in the sky. The whole horizon was lit up, bright pink and red. They walked in silence between jagged mountain peaks, and the whole Chilkat Valley was beneath their feet. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.